Morning and happy Friday. I hope you all had a wonderful week. Before I begin, I wanted to wish all of the mothers in our class a wonderful Mother's Day and happy Mother's Day. Thank you for all that you do in raising your children to be incredible humans. It shows in the classroom on a daily basis. And I hope that you feel loved and celebrated, and I hope that you get to rest and relax this weekend. For next week, we are very excited to get into our final reading unit of the year, and I can't believe it's here. We'll be starting dystopian book clubs. We're actually going to begin next week as a full class book club reading the same book, which is called A Mentor Text. We'll do that as students are learning the different elements of dystopian literature. It's a book from the series, the Shadow Children series, and it's called Among the Hidden. I have a class set, so we'll be working on that in class next week. For the first couple days, that's all we will be reading, and then students will work in their actual book clubs to determine a book that they're going to read. Again, I have books in the classroom, but if you need some recommendations, I would be more than happy to send those recommendations, special guest visitor, to you this weekend. So, and I will try to link them in the updates page as well. In writing, we're going to continue, writers will continue to work at their own pace, finishing up their information books. Many writers are finished already, and I anticipate that some will finish today in class, but I have extended that due date until next Wednesday just to give kids a little bit more time to make sure that they feel really proud of the work that they've done. In addition, we're going to continue to work on some end of the year writing projects that we started one this week, and they're a little bit more short term, so we'll continue that next week as well. In math, fifth graders are continuing to work through module 4 on seeing fractions as division, multiplying, and dividing fractions. They don't have a quiz or test next week. In sixth grade, we're going to continue working on the end of our final unit, which is area and surface area. We started a little bit of surface area this week, but we'll get more into that next week. And they also do not have a test or quiz next week, which is nice. In history, the fifth graders are working really hard on their state research report projects right now, and we'll continue that work next week. Sixth graders still have a little bit more to do than we anticipated for ancient Greece, and then as soon as we finish that up, we'll move on to ancient Rome. And in science lab, both groups will continue to work with their science lab teachers. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. One last note that I am sorry that I haven't gotten back to you about: sixth grade parents only. So if you're a fifth grade parent, you can end it here. Sixth grade parents, I have not forgotten about end of the year fun activities for our sixth graders. You should be getting more information this coming week. We were waiting on finalized plans for promotion and all of that. And so now that we have a little bit more of a plan in place and we know specific dates and times, we will be able to get some things scheduled. So I will send out information just to sixth grade parents about that so it doesn't get confused. And I look forward to working with you on planning those activities. Thank you for all that you do, and for just being so supportive this year. And I hope you all have a wonderful weekend together. Thank you.